Masech the Beitza, Mishalchim Kalim B'Yomtiv, you're allowed to send Kalim to your friend on Yomtiv, Bein Tfurim, Bein Shein Tfurim, whether they're sewn up, whether not sewn up, because those Kalim are usable. Avoloi Sandal HaMesumah, but you can't send to your friend a present on Yomtiv, a Sandal HaMesumah, the sandal that has these nails sticking out. Since you're not allowed to use it on Yomtiv, it's not called the Kli that's usable, so it's called Haitzor, Shlele Sarach, Klal. For Loimano Sheina Tofu, who then you can't send a shoe that's not sewn. Since the shoe is not sewn, it's not usable, it's not roy for anything on Yomtiv. So Rashi, Mishalchim Kalim be Yomtiv, Bein Tfurim, Bein Sheinim Tfurim, Avoloi Sandla Mesuma. Alma Lav Bar Manal be Yomtivu. Rashi, you can't use this sandal that has nails inside it. So Akhtoni Yosum Koshin Yosum by Yomtiv, the Klal is, any Kli that you could have on offer Madan Yomtiv, Mishalchin Oisai. You're allowed to send it to your friend on Yomtiv. It's not Muksen, it's called Sarach Hayim. You're allowed to send it. But here, you're not allowed to use this sandal HaMesumir, so therefore you can't send it. And for the Gemara, Bishabis, my time of the Yikud Kenufa. What was the reason why the Chom asked Yom HaShabbos? What's the Mail of Shabbos? Because it's a Yom Kenufa. People got together then. So Drashi, Yikud Kenufa, Sheinayisim Malacha, people don't work on Shabbos. But Nikbotin Labotin Kenesiyah, that's the day everybody gets together to come to Shul together. Labotin Medroshes. Ki hahi maiseh dehevi kenufa, just like the maiseh, what happened then when everybody's together. Therefore, they asked Shabbos and Yom Tov because they're both the same matzah. People get together. So the Gemara b'zayi b'Yom Tov nami ki kenufa, people get together on Yom Tov also. For the Gemara b'zayi, it's told in kenufa tainis tibur iki kenufa lissur. On a tainis tibur, when there's no rain, l'moshul, so that everybody gets together to daven to Hashem to make a tainis, there's also a kenufa. So why don't we ask, sir, on a tainis, you're not allowed to wear a sandal hamasuma? And for the Gemara, maisa kihevi b'chinufa d'yisura. The maisa happened on a day like Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do malach. It's called an issa malacha. So therefore, we ask her all days like Shabbos and Yom Tov that you're not allowed to do malachim. Habahocha and Tainis Tzibur, kinufa deteru. This is the kinufa, people come together, deteru, you're allowed to do malacha today. Therefore, this day is not doma to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, they did not ask her on Yom Tov, on Tainis wearing a sandal hamasuma. Trashi, the Yisur means Vasiyas malacha. So the more now, Yafilu, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Or even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva the Omar, he says, "Nogei to another ma'isa that happened there, because of that ma'isa, Chachomim asked something, but he holds they only asked mamish came that ma'isa. Exactly what happened, we'll soon see. Exactly that nor. So who are the kasher here also? If they should only ask exactly Shabbos and not Yom Tov. So tomorrow the Omar lo yosu ela biyardin. He holds they only made the gzera punct exactly how it happened then. Only in the yardin uve svina and in the ship will kamaisa show you the exact way the mice took place there. So here also they should only ask Shabbos the exact type of time when the mice happened. And the Gemara hani mi liyardin. Why does he say they only ask yardin the shani mishan horus? Because the yardin is different than all other rivers. So they only asked this type of a yardin. Avu Yom Tov Shabbos, Mashen Kein, once Chachom asked on Shabbos not to wear a sandal on the summer, it's Mistarva they also asked Yom Tov also. Ki Adodi Ninu, because Shabbos and Yom Tov is always exactly alike. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Ben Yom Tov L'Shabbos, there's no difference between the Melachis of Shabbos and Melachis of Yom Tov, Elo Eichon Nefesh Bavad. Just that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Eichon Nefesh, you're allowed to cook and do Melachis, which is Tarech Eichon Nefesh. But Achutz from that, Yom Tov also has Yisurim. Therefore, when they asked us not to wear a sandal on the summer, they also asked not to wear it on Yom Tov. So Rashi, the Afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the Perek Chayim Abakodesh, Gabi Noisa Mechatis, was a Meisa by carrying the Mechatis, that's by the Paraduma, after you make the Sereifa of the Paraduma and you want to use the Mayim to Matai with the Mechatis, the Efer Chatis, the Yardin Uvesvina, they carried it over the Yardin in the Svin, in the ship. Shenimtso Kezayis Menames, Toche Bar Kakoyis Shel Svina. On the floor of this Svina, they found it was a Kezayis Menames, Vnitmo, and that was Metama, the Mechatis. So they couldn't use the Mechatis, no Mechatis became Tomei. Hukamri Rabbonim, the Rabbonim made a Gzeira at that time, the Gozru, Shloyavir Oda Mechatis Pesvina. Nobody is allowed to take the Mechatis and travel with it in a Svina. For Loyal Gesher, not on a Gesher, not over a bridge. For Lo Yosita Maplea Mayim, don't float them over the water. Echad Yarden V'Echad Shan Horus. That's the Tanakama. The Chacham made it zera on all the horrors, all type of rivers. Because of that one Maisa, the Yasad, all rivers. O Polig Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina dings it over there. For Yomer, he says, Le'osrael of Yardin. Chacham only asked him not traveling with the Mechatis over the Yardin, Uvisvina, and in the ship of Dafka. For Loy Gesher, they did not ask him taking it over a bridge. Rushan Horus. They did not ask you going over different Horus. Why? Because any time they are chum and make a gzera because something once happened, ein lem ligzer elemein hamur. That's the klal. They only have a right, or the only author, kein hamur. So b'zor l'chur the kasher is, here also, they should only ask a Shabbos, not Yom Tov. That there it is, vishani mishan horus, b'reiche bay b'ymik. That the Yardin is looks different than other horus. It's not so wide, it's much deeper. So therefore, it passed to make Xerah only on the Yardin, no other than Horus. Mashenkin here, Shabbos and Yom Tov, since they look alike, they both have a kenufa, and people get together on Shabbos and Yom Tov because they don't do the regular work. Therefore, when Chazal asked it on Shabbos, who would they ask it on Yom Tov? So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Loishonu Ela Lechazik. I'll tell you, when the Chacham asked that we're not allowed to wear the sandal hamasuma, the sandal that has nails, only if the nails are there to make the shoe, to make the sandal stronger. Because that's what the Meister at that time, they wore these sandals with nails because it was a stronger sandal then. If the reason why you have the nails sticking out of your sandals is to make the sandal look nice, that's mutter, because that's not doing to the Meister. So Drashel Lechazlik, Shemes Mereisov, Nasu Lechazlik, that the nails inside your sandals are there to make them tight. Ha'ekev, to make the heel tight. Shekairin shula, im ha'apanta, shekairin iflam. Avulunoyi, but if the nails are only there to make it look nice, muta, then you're allowed to wear this shoe, even on Shabbos. Tolei gozo ela mein hamar, chachom only asked came the same type of a shoe, the same purpose as they wore it then. V'hanu lechazik hoyu. And over that time, the reason why they wore these sandals with nails was a stronger sandal. Kistam mismarim the sandal. Like usually, what do you have sandal? What do you have nails inside to make it stronger? So that's mistava why they wore it then. So the only acid came there. So more of a kamulunoi. How many nails is still called only lunoi that it's mutter? You could have five on one shoe and five on the other shoe. That's still called lunoi. The mashma, if you have more than five nails, then it's called lechazik, then it's awesome. Rabbi Chanina Oimar, he says, sheva bezeh v'sheva bezeh. You could have seven on this shoe and seven on that shoe. And more than that is awesome, according to Rabbi Chanina. Omale Rabbi Yechanan l'Rav Shomron bar Abba. Asavu l'cho abimazbu you, according to me. He said, Rabbi Yechanan says five. What does five mean? How do they look to five nails? Shtayim mikan, two at the tip of the shoe, u'shtayim mikan, and two at the heel of the sandal, v'achas b'tas Yosef, and one nail sticking out of the straps. So Rashi, shtayim mikan, letzad chitzon, on the outside, echod b'roshoy, one at the top, letzad etzbois, where your fingers are, where your toenails are, v'echod letzad akevay, and one at the side of your heel, u'shtayim mikan, and two on the other side, litzad pinim on the inside, la'avor bein haraglayim, to go in between the feet. Haste means the sandals, there's the outside facing the outside of the goof, and the inside means the inside of your two feet, where they both touch one another. So two nails were on the outer side of the shoe, and two nails were on the inner side. And the fifth one, that was between, in the straps itself. And who are the Chanina that says seven is muta, gimel mikan, three on the outer side of the sandal, the gimel mikan, three on the inner side of the sandal, the yachas patas Yosef, and one nail could be sticking out of the straps. The Gemara Meisve, another kash from this. Now we're saying now Lenoi, how much is still called Lenoi and Machloikis? Rabbi Yochanan says five, and Rabbi Chanina says seven. Meisve, sandal hanoite. If you have a sandal that's like slanty a little bit, it's slanty, hanoite. Oisa loy sheva. You let him make seven nails in it and it's still called Lenoi, it wouldn't be Yosa. Divir Rabbi Nosson. I say out Rabbi Nosson, a ton of Rabbi Nosson. For Rabbi Matabiyudimu. And Rabbi is even Matabiyudimu to have 13 nails sticking out. Like Gemara, Bishleim the Rabbi Chanina. Of course, Rabbi Chanina is not so shver. Who the Yomek Rabbi Nosson? Rabbi Chanina that said seven nails are mutter. He goes Aliba the Rabbi Nosson that says seven nails are still considered lenoi, and that's why it's mutter. Ella Rabbi Yechanan, the Yomek Kaman. Who does Rabbi Yechanan go like? Rabbi Yechanan says only five is mutter. More than five is awesome. And here we have two man the Yom, and one says seven is good, and one says 13 is good. But everybody is asking that more than five, six is echa good. And the Gemara Rabbi Yechanan who diyama Reb Nuroi. You have to say Rabbi Yechanan goes like Reb Nuroi. The Tanya we learned Reb Nuroi says Hey Muta Enachnami only five nails are mutter. That's still called Lenoi. V'sheva Osa Mashenkin. Once you do more than five, you do seven. It's automatically Osa. So Rabbi Yechanan goes Aliba the Reb Nuroi. So Rashi Sandal Hanoita Shetachton Shaloi Ein Shava. It's the bottom part of the sandal is not straight. Sha'av mitzad zeh, one side is thicker, v'dak mitzad zeh, and the other side is thinner. Therefore it's on a slant. U'kishedoris, and when you step, noita litzad ha'dak, you are noita, you tilt more to the dak, to the thin side. V'tzarach la'gbiya, and you have to pick up the thin side of the shoe. She'eshov litzad she'knegda, because you don't want to walk slanty. So you have to put something on the dak side to make it be picked up. So the Gemara, Omalei Eifo, L'Rabba Bar Bachono, Eifo told, said to Rabba Bar Bachono, Osun Talmidim Rabbi Yechanan, you are the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan, or Bezoya Viduch Rabbi Yechanan, you should do like Rabbi Yechanan, so what, only five is Mutter, and more than five is Osa. So Drashi Eifo, Yetzashem Chochem, U'benoi Sherebi Rachba, the Pumpadis Heavy. Or Banani said, "Never Rabbi Chanina. We look who we should do like Rabbi Chanina." So the Gemara Boyiminei that what Rabbi Chanina that even seven is muta. So the Gemara Boyiminei Rafuna Rabashi. Rafuna asked Rabashi, "Chomesh Mahu? What's the law of walking out on Shabbos with a sandal that has five nails sticking out? What's the law of five?" Amalei, so he answered back, Afilu zayin muta. See also, Rabbi Chanina, that even seven is muta. Tes mai, what will be the loch if you have nine nails taken out? Amalei, Afilu ches osa. And Afilu Ches is Osa. Because he says, but Afke 7 is Muta, anything more than 7 is Osa. Boy mina yuhu retzana mirabami. One retzana, it's a person, a tenor that makes the shoes, asked the shalach from Rabami, tofru mi bifnim mahu. Let's say they sewed their sandals from inside it. What's the loch of this? Such a sandal that's sewed up on the inside, is that Muta to go out with nails sticking out on Shabbos? Omalei Muta. He answered back, such a sandal is Muta. V'lo yodana my time, I don't know what the reason is. Omer Rabashi, V'lo yodomar, you don't know my time, what's the difference is why it's Muta. Teretz is poshit. Kivun the tar from Ibefnin, since you had it sewn inside, Hevelei Manol, that makes it into a shoe already. It's not called a sandal anymore. The male of the sandal goes with the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim only after he can't go out with a sandal on Shabbos that has nails sticking out. Mashen came the manul le goes with the Rabbonim. But if you're wearing a shoe, that means that it's sewed, the leather is sewn on the inside, that's a choshev azach, that's a shoe already, there, the Rabbonim never asked it, because that wasn't vayma to the Maisa. If I says the Maisa, what happened at that time was they were wearing sandals, which are sewn on the outside. But here, if the shoe is sewn on the inside, it's called the shoe already, even though you have nails sticking out, still it's mutter. Trashi Torfel Libifnim. Shenosen Manol Shor. You took this shoe made out of skin. Lifnim Minasan. You put it inside the sandal. Torfel and you sewed it up there. Mutes Trashi Shematim Rabbi Yechon Matam Libdan. As he says over, I heard from my Rebbe Rabbi Yechon that I was Mutel, but he doesn't know what the reason is. Mutel. Yeah, right. So he told him, Poshe, the Teretz is because it's not doima to a sandal anymore. Now it's called the shoe already. Right, the boy mine Rabbi Abba Bazavdim Rabbi Abba Bar Avina. Yes, in the Shaila. Also, Kemin Kalbus Mahu. Let's say he made a regular sandal and you had these nails sticking out, but you have the nails sticking out not straight. Drashi, but made like a kalbus. What's a kalbus? Drashi, also lemismor, you made the nails kemin kalbus balaz shnei roshim chadim, two sides of it are sharp, ukfufim, bent over, v'noyet shnei roshim beits, and two sides of it is tied to a wood, kemin b'saita kalbus shel barzel matilin zeh matilin lo l'toich bia. It's like a staple, like you have the picture on the side here, that the two pointy sides are bent over like a staple, and you just put those parts into the shoe, and the outside has no nail stick on the outside. So he answered him, Mutter, or Malay Mutter, such a sandal that has this type of staple sticking out as Mutter. So Rashi Hoyel v'nishtane misham ismorim, since it's not daima to regular nails sticking out of your shoe with the pointy part is sticking out. Here the pointy part are sticking inside the shoe, therefore it's mutter. Where gozo elamei hamara. Chacham only asked to wear the exact type of his shoe, sandal, that it was at that time, which was a normal nail sticking out, and not like here, like a staple, the two points were sticking inside the shoe. If manami, we learned like this also, Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, also kemin kalbus mutter. If you make your sandal with these nails sticking out like a staple, it's mutter. Omer Rav Sheshes, Chifu kula b'mismoris. Let's say the whole sole you filled up completely with nails. Kidei shleite karko echlosi. Kidei, you didn't want like the ground to ruin your soles. Like sometimes they put on your heel, you put a piece of metal to protect the heel. So here they filled up the whole sole full of nails to protect that like sole itself should never touch the ground. So drashi chifu milamata on the bottom part. Is he answered him back? Mutter. Such a case is mutter. Why is it the same teretz? Because this is not daima to the way they were at that maisa. The more tanik of us, Rav Sheshes, I'll bring a raya to Rav Sheshes. Lo yetsa ish, a person should not go out on Shabbos b'sandal amesumah, with sandals that have these nails sticking out. For lo yitayil, you should not even walk mibayis labayis, even in yon chotzer, not labdak b'shus rabim, even from one house to another house. Afilu memita lemita. And even in your own house, from one bed to another bed, he's pechlal on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear the shoe at all. That's what we had before on Yom Tif, that's Osir. You're not allowed to send it, because it's not Roy Leklum. You can't use it at all on Shabbos and Yom Tif. But even though it's muksa, the vice place is called like a kli shemachtel yisim, but the sara gufa, it's like mukami, it's mutter. So if you want to use the kli, the shoe itself, for a purpose that's mutter, like lechatzos bayas a kli, you want to use the shoe to cover up another keli, that's mutter. You want to put the sides of your bed, the poles of the bed to lean on this, that's also mutter. Drashi ab matalto noisim, the terrors kli yulav, the shame kli it has. Like the kli shamlach to liyisur, that the tzara gufa tzara makayim it's mut. Vayta Reb Lezer Reb Shimon oiser. He asked as a trashi, do maslo noilei. The reason why Chum even asked these shoes from touching them at all, because as a gzer, if you come to touch it for any purpose, we're afraid maybe you put them on and wear them. So the Gemara Noshru Rav Mismaraisov. If most of the nails fell out, not showing the nails fell out of the sandal, v'nishtaru b'dalo dehei, and four or five nails were still left over, is mutter. Then it's mutter to go out. So Rashi Noshru Roiv Mesmerois Lekama for Shlosum will explain what exactly happened. Muta Zatrashi Hel Venishtana Mikumai Shehoya, since it's different than the way it was originally, the main Amora goes, they only made the exact way it happened then. So it says if the nails fell out, and you only left over with four or five, it's mutter. For Rebbe Mater, the Rebbe Mater Acheva. And Rebbe is even Mater if you even have seven left over. But not more.
If you have 8 left over, then it'll be also. But if you only have 7 left over, then it's still mutter. Vaita, chifu beor milamata, you covered up the whole bottom with skin, for cover by mismaris, and you filled up the whole mismaris, the or full of nails, milmala sticking out above it, is mutter. You'll have to walk out with it on Shabbos. Vaita is clo, like Rashi said, it's mutter because it is not daima to the exact type of the sandal when they went out of that maisa. Vaita at that time was not covered up completely with nails. Vaita is at the Vaita, so kim in kalbus. Let's say you made these nails like a staple, that the two points were folded over and bent in. Oy kemin tas. Oy kemin tas. So Rashi, that means also lerosh misamir, has the top of the nail, of the nail. Rochav, you made it very wide. Kemin tas, like a flat piece of metal. Oy shasul chad, she made the point very pointy. Kemin yesed, like a spike. Oy kemin tas, oy kemin yesed. She covered up the whole bottom sole full of nails. Kadesh that the karka should not eat it up. In other words, it should always be off the ground. The ground should not use up to skin the sole. Is mutter. You let it go out with this type of a sandal and Shabbos. So that's a raya, that's mutter. And the time is because it's not the exact type of sandal that the mice happen with. For the Gemara Hufakasha, Omata, we just said, Noshru Rov Mismroisov, the rove of the nails fell out, it's mutter. Mashma, Afagavdin Nishtaru by Tuva. Let's say Matrili had 100 nails there. And now 55 fell off. So it's Mashma, it's mutter, even though you have 45 nails left over. For other Tanya, then right away it says, Aboy Chomeshin, only if you have 4 or 5 nails left over, then it's mutter. Tfeilai, if you have more or 5, it's also zechurut to Stephen the Bryser. I'm Rav Sheshes Lakasha. There's no kasha here. Kan shenigamamu, kan shenakru. It depends how they came out, how the nails fell out. Shenigamamu zatrashi milmalo burishume nika. It's like you took a spoon out of it, like you pulled it out. Shenigamamu means you took out part of the soul also. So rishume, it's nika that it was took out. Betoichet out of the wood. Afilu tuva, then even if a lot are left over. So minka shenik b'yosa, it's nikar, it's not the same type of a sandal the way it was made. The sandal was made out of wood, and when you pull the nail out, like the hole is there. So it's nikar, the nails fell out. So it's not nikar the way it was originally, therefore it's mutam. Mashenke and shenek was a trash legamri, you pulled out the whole nail. Shein nikar, show you b'yosa, it's not nikar that like there's a complete hole, it's not nikar that it was pulled out. In. So if you only have 4 or 5 left over, then it's mutter like we had before. That's called lenoi. If you only have 4 or 5 nails, it's mutter. If you have more than 4 or 5 nails left over, loi. Then it's also. So the Gemara, aboy, chomish mutter, says you have 4 or 5 left over, it's mutter. For the Gemara, what's this lashon 4 or 5? Hashdu chomishori, madlich, if you have 5 left over. We say it's still mutter, like we had before, because that's called lenoi, or bezoya bo mi boi. Avad, if you have 4 still left over, avad, it should be mutter. Omrev chizdo, abo mi sandal cotton. Means you have a very small sandal. So then, if 4 left over, that's mutter. And if Rami, if 5 is left over, it would be osur. Vashenkein, vichomish mi sandal godl. If you have a big sandal, then, if you have 5 left over, it's still mutter. More than 5, it's not osur. Right, of Rebbe Matar Acheva. Rebbe was Matar to carry to walk out with these sandals as if they only have 7 nails sticking out. For the Gemara Astira Vatanya, Rebbe Matar Acheva Shasara. Rebbe was Matar until 13 nails sticking out. Sakam only until 7, here it says 13. And for the Gemara Noitishani, where was Rebbe Matar 13? In the case where the sandal was slanty. We said that one side of the sole was thick and one side was thin. So the reason why I put the nails there was to straighten it out. So in such a case, even 13 is mutter. By shanking on a regular flat sole, then it's only mutter 7 and not more. So tomorrow, Hashtag, the Yasl Hochi, now that you come on to say there's no steer in that price, that sandal hanoite. That means a slanty sandal is different. Of a Zed Rabbi Yechon, I'm a kasha. You shouldn't ask any kasha contra Rabbi Yechon either anymore. Noite Shani, noite is different. That his original steer was, Rabbi Yechon, it says only 5 is mutter. And here the Brisa said by sandal, hanoite, one said 7 and one said 13, but nobody said 5. The Teretz says where the sandal is not straight, the slanty, then even Rabbi Yochanan is also asking me to do more than 5, either 7 or 13. Rabbi Yochanan only said 5 where it's a straight, a flat, a sole. Shrashi Neite Shani, Shekulon Tzrichamai. You need these nails. Last Shreshin, to straighten it out. V'yenechod Mehen Lechazik. None of them is there to make it strong. So if it was not doing it to the mice, it would happen. So Drashi asked him, "Diyasil hochi lechale to make a difference. Ben noit l'shein noit whether the sandal is slanty or not slanty is the Rabbi Yechanan nami? You have the exact same terrors according to Rabbi Yechanan. So the perchas liyeh like we asked before minay. The yarmu we said the yomak kaman who's it go like? Ikan nami the truth say you can give the same terrors. Yerlam kri Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Nosson." And Aryam Nosson says 7, and Rabbi Yechanan said only 5 nails. The Teretz is v'noite shani. If the nails are slanty, it's different. Dosa mati rad sheva. Avalei noite hei v'suloi. But with the sole of the sandal is not slanty, dosa a flat sole, a normal sole, then it's only mute 5 nails sticking out. That's called benoi. More than 5 nails, Rabbi Yechanan holds, that's called you're doing it already lechazik to make the shoe, to make the sandal stronger. And that's doing to the mice. Show you, and that's the yasid. So the Gemara Omar Rav Masna, the Yamilo Omar Rav Achtavoy Bar Masna, Omar Rav Masna, Ein Halacha Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. We don't paskin like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. What was Reb Lezer Reb Shimon's halacha? That he said that the sandal Masumer is mukser on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to touch it for no purpose. Even if you want to use the Sora Gufay to cover up a kli on this Mechmekaramita, Yelda was also. And Rashi said that Tam was, because they made Xera, we're afraid if you touch it for any purpose, maybe you come to wear it. So he's saying, we don't pass like Reb Lezer B'Shimon. For the Mavshita of Adah, Yochid V'Rav, Malacha G'Rav, that's the Klal, he's a Yochid. And the Tanakam of the Chom say it's Mutes of Adah, he passed at the Chomim. So the Gemara name, Mal de Taima, Mistab with Taima, the Reb Lezer B'Shimon, but I'm all, you have to go Bosti Yisvara. In Svara, it's more Mistab, Reb Lezer B'Shimon's time. Boho, Kamash Malon, still, we don't pass like him. So Rashi Mistabra Taima Dios Letalto Shem Yinolenu. We the Rabbanon should make a stark exerah to say you can't touch it for no reason. Because any time you come to touch it, we should be afraid. Maybe now you put it on. Kamashvula, no, we don't task him like that, Svara. And still we say it's mutter to touch it for a purpose. Letzara Gufa Tzorach Mekoyme. Omer Rabbi Chiya. Ilav de Korili Bababloi. If not, the people called me in Bovil, Shari Yisura. That I have a name, that I'm Matur Yisurim, Sharino Beituva. It means I would have been Matur to let you go out with a sandal, even though it has a lot of nails still sticking out. Not only like we had before, either 5, 7, or 13, he would even be Matur more than that. So the more of a Kama, how much would he be Matur? But Pabadisa Amri Esrim V'Yabur. He would have been matter to walk out even though there are 24 nails sticking out. The Suri Armin and Suri, they say, Eschun Vatartan, only 22. Omri of Nachum Reb Yitzchok. Nachum Yitzchok says, V'simnecho, what's the simin about who says what? Adiyosi b'pumpadisa l'suya chosar tarti. Since he came from Pumpadisa, the Suri is missing two. There's in Suri, they only said 22. And in Pumpadisa, they said 24. So Trashi Bavloi Shari Yisuri. Rabbi Chiya mi Bovel had Rabbi Chiya used to live in Bovel, Kremina Basuka. All the Rabbi Chiya Ubana Vyosta. They first came in, they were the first ones to come up to Bovel. Adiyosi Rabbi Chiya, Kisholim mi Bovel Eretz Yisrael, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, when he came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Ubo Derech Surya mi Pompadisa, he came from Surya to Pompadisa. Chosa Tarti, Noflu Shtaim is Mresa Baderech, when he was walking from Surya to Pompadisa, he lost two. Is Lusuya Chosa Dunya Eitzel, Daima Eitzel, Daima. No, that's the Moshel here. They said 22, and they said 24, because when he started out, he had 24 nails in the shoe, and when he got there, two fell off on the way, he only had 22. So the Gemara Baita, the Mishnah says, Beloi Biyochid. You're not allowed to walk out with only one shoe on your foot on Shabbos. That means only one foot has a shoe, and the other foot does not have a shoe, it's also. Bizman Shein Ragli Makeh. That means if you don't have a makeh on your shoe, on your foot, if you don't have a wound on your foot. So the Gemara, it's a Diyah, Koyesh Ragli Makeh, Mashmif, one of your foot has a wound.